We were discussing yesterday the pasuk of Vayakel Moshe. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make a kehila of Klai Yisrael? Why did he have to make a tumul in Gan's Torah? We don't find anywhere Vayakel Moshe. Moshe gathered everyone together to tell them something. Why did he make such a tumul? So there's a Moiridika life-altering Yisoy that I saw on Shabbos from Ramaylech Biderman. He says, a Moiridikazach. I'm adding to it. How many times does it say in the Torah the word Mechailos? That they made a circle and they danced. How many times in the Torah did Klai Yisrael dance? It says it twice in the Torah. Does anybody know where in the Torah it says the word Mechailos? It says it twice, huh? It says Mechailos. Rashi says it over there. No, it doesn't say Mechailos. Huh? Mechailos? Where? Oh, very good. Once by Kriyas Yamsuf, the women had Tupim and Mechailos. Where else? Where else? By the Egel, it says Moshe Rabbeinu saw as the Egel of Mechailos. Zog to Melech Binyamin. You know the pshat. Why did Klai Yisrael dance around the Egel? And why did the women not dance around the Egel? Because when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, Klai Yisrael sang Shir. It was a murder Kazakh. But they didn't dance. They didn't have Tupim. They didn't have Mechailos. They didn't have that Gishmak. And a Mela, they needed, so to speak, to let out the Gishmak somewhere. So when it came to the Egel, Rahman al-Islam, they danced. But the Noshim that danced by Kriyas Yamsuf, they didn't dance by the Egel. They didn't have to dance. They already danced. They already had Simcha Avodas Hashem. And the male, they didn't have to find it somewhere else. Zogt em, the reason why the Levium didn't do the Egel is because the Levium also play instruments. And the male, they make a Meridika Simcha. I was remember thinking this week, sometimes I daven upstairs, sometimes I daven downstairs. So downstairs, we sing L'chadoi, the Meridika Zach. Upstairs, they make a Bislatan Samol. It's a Meridika Zach. Think about it. A person has to experience a Simcha in Avodas Hashem. If you're not going to have the Simcha, if you're not going to put the Gishmak in your Avodas Hashem, Achmon al-Stan, it's going to have to go somewhere else. Is the Rebbeinu Shalom going to allow us to do Avodas Hashem the way we want to do it? We don't know. We have a tach and a will, but it's not up to us. It's up to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But we have to realize that someone called me last night. He said he has to say Kaddish, and he's afraid that the shuls are going to shut down. I tell him, you know what the biggest chus of your father is? That if Achmon al-Stan, you can't say Kaddish, and you accept it b'simcha. Rabbi said, when we do Avodas Hashem b'simcha, and we serve the Rebbeinu Shalom b'simcha, that's the greatest Avodah we could do for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Make a mechailis. Can we serve the Rebbeinu Shalom how we want? As Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom should always allow us to. But when we can't, Achmatzad, we should make mechailis. We should make a meridika dance. We should have meridika simcha and appreciate the Avodas Hashem. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu said Vayakel is because by the Egel there was a tremendous mechailis, a tremendous matziv. The only way to counteract that is to gather everyone together and make a tumul. We're teaching mitzvahs, we're teaching mishkan, we're teaching meridika zachin. Make a tumul, get excited, and that is the yisoid of Avodas Hashem. When we make simcha and we appreciate Avodas Hashem the way the Rebbeinu Shalom allows us to serve Him, then we're zoicha that the Eibishter will taka always allow us to serve Him b'simcha, b'ratzin, l'netzach, netzachim, imhir v'yameinu, amen.